So, Dunnings, no disrespect to your father. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Is there a Stuart Dunnings the fourth?
No.
No. So you put an end to that, huh?
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about an interesting case. The Michigan Supreme Court is considering whether to review a recent Michigan Court of Appeals decision that requires a Secretary of State official to testify at every Michigan trial involving a charge of driving with a suspended license. A decision is expected within several weeks. You have some concerns here. Tell us about that.
Well, what the Court of Appeals... Previously, if someone was charged with driving while license was suspended, in order to prove that they were notified of the suspension, we would get a document from the Secretary of State certifying that the letter was sent. That's one of the elements of the crime. The Court of Appeals ruled that that's not adequate, that the person who sent the letter from the Secretary of State has to come and testify that they actually did send the letter. Previously, it was allowed because there's an exception to the hearsay rule, which provides for records which are kept in the normal course of business to be admitted. So it was never an issue. Several years ago, the United States Supreme Court, in a decision which is referred to as Crawford, indicated that in certain instances, you can't rely on the hearsay exceptions because it deprives a person of their constitutional right to confront the evidence against them in open court. So the Court of Appeals ruled that this was a Crawford violation.
What will happen should the Supreme Court agree with the Court of Appeals?
Well, I think what would have to happen is we'd have to go to the legislature and have them make some kind of change in the statute, because the problem arises because the notification of the suspension is an element of the crime. So the way the statute is written, it's an element. But the Supreme Court has issued a stay, which means the Supreme Court has said the effectiveness of the Court of Appeals decision is put on hold, so we can go back to doing things the way we have been until the Supreme Court issues a final order. The Supreme Court stay just came down last week. The Secretary of State does not have the resources to send these people to 83 counties in Michigan, where every day there's being DWLS, driving while license suspended, cases tried and resolved. It just is not physically possible.
How many cases are we talking about here?
Across the state of Michigan, probably thousands.
So this could let a lot of people go free if you don't have this tool.
Well, they wouldn't go free. We would just have to dismiss the driving while license suspended ticket and issue something else. Like no valid operator's license in possession or something like that. I mean, they wouldn't go free. They just wouldn't get the more severe penalty of driving while license suspended. But quite frankly, we, for the most part, try and if people do have the DWLS tickets, we try and give them an opportunity to cure whatever the problem is with the suspension, because if you're convicted of driving while license suspended, then you're faced with those onerous driver's responsibility fees, which I think are, unfair and just excessive. I mean, who's got $1,000 laying around to pay, once a year for 2 years or 3 years because you got a ticket for suspended ops? I mean, I've never liked that. I think it's unfair. And you got a lot of people that keep getting suspensions because they simply don't have the money to pay their driver's responsibility fee. And, the legislature did this to raise money, saying, well, we're not going to raise taxes, but in order to raise revenue, they put on this driver's well license suspended, the driver responsibility fee, which hits those who can least afford it the worst and keeps criminalizing them when they're not criminals.
When do you expect the Supreme Court to have a decision?
Well, who knows? I mean, they just issued the stay last week. There has to be time for people to brief. One side gets so many days to brief, the other side gets so many days to brief. Then they have to schedule it for oral arguments. I don't know if the Supreme Court accelerated those times or not, but it's not going to be any time before Christmas.
As we move to 2012, what's going to be the biggest challenge for the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office?
Oh, Tony. There's a lot of them. I'll just put it that way.
Well,
there's a lot of them.
Well, can you highlight some of them?
Well, we're seeing increases in embezzlements and financial crimes, but you know, crimes of violence, domestic violence is always a huge problem. And as the economy is bad, domestic violence is on the rise. And domestic violence is something that always concerns me. And it's always a challenge because there's so much of it and they're so difficult, such difficult cases. Crimes against children, I mean, the challenges are no different than they've ever been.
Is there anything that can be done to... I don't want to say solve the problem because I guess we'll always have them, but to perhaps, you know, help these problems.
I would say, as far as domestic violence, educating the victims. As far as violent crime, as far as a long-term solution, better parenting. Parenting is the key.
And you know, when you talk about parenting, we talk about that quite a bit in education, and now you're mentioning it that in law enforcement, it can be a challenge there. We're talking about a social change that needs to happen here. But you know, I'm a guy who comes from a single parent home, and it wasn't an ideal environment. I don't know how I made it through that. And, you know, you just try to be better. But, you know, without putting you on the spot, what do we need to do to help people who don't have the knowledge they need to have when raising kids?
I think a lot of the problem with parenting is not that they don't care or they don't want the best for their children. It's just that they don't know. And so I think there needs to be some education. I know that when we have people in our truancy program and we send them to parenting classes as one of the requirements, most of them are very grateful because they find out things that they really didn't know. So I think a lot of it is just education. They weren't schooled in parenting. I mean, most people learn how to parent by the way they were raised.
All right, Mr. Dunnings, just want to tell you, over the course of the year, we've called you a lot, and you've always been gracious enough to come on with little notice and tell us what you think, and we appreciate that greatly. Thank you so much.
Well, I've always believed that one of the responsibilities of the prosecutor's office, of the prosecutor, is to educate the community as to what's going on. I mean, I work for everybody out there, and they need to know what I'm doing.
All right, sir, enjoy your weekend. We'll talk with you soon.
Happy holidays, Tony.